was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your football, state football championship radio station. That's right. Saturday at 3 p.m., we start with our pregame show with Nate Abarea. And we'll be down in Carson, and he's on his way down there, in fact, right now to get set up for this. And we'll be bringing our own Enterprise Hornets against the Chaminade Eagles tomorrow. But good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning, December the 20th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room. Say hello. We have an interesting show today, I think. We've got Simpson University will be here talking about the degrees. But before we get to Simpson, we've got a hour of your comments, my comments, Bad Bob's comments, but we are going to start out with Carolyn Cook's comments from our Wells Fargo advisors. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Carl. Well, the Dow Jones this morning is up 68 points at 16,246. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 1,817, and the NASDAQ is up 19 points at 4,077. Active stocks today include Bank of America, up 8 pennies at $15.83, and Microsoft, also up 8 pennies at $36.33. Local stocks of interest include PG&E, up 33 cents at $40.55, and Pepsi is up 26 cents at $81.92. Looking at the bond market, we have the 30-year bond yielding 3.861% and the 10-year bond yielding 2.912%. Gold is up $1.60 at $1,195.20. Silver is up 4 cents at $19.23, and oil is down 11 cents at $98.93. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend. This is why we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, 9:05. Carolyn and her associates are in there like 4 o'clock in the morning, our time, to make sure they understand what's happening out there, can give you the latest up-to-date information on what's happening in Wall Street, what's happening with your investments. Bad Bob, weather.
Mostly sunny, high near 64 today. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 42 for your Saturday. Sunny, a high near 65. 38 in Reading right now. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793 and senior and veterans discounts.
And by the way, our Wells Fargo advisors, I neglected to tell you, the way you get a hold of them is to give them a call at 243-7561. Our Wells Fargo advisors, 243-7561. Okay, Bad Bob, today we're going to take a quick break, but we've got, of course, we have our pet of the week. We're batting 100% there and getting all of our pets adopted. And I want to spend some time talking about two or three different things here. One, of course, is Duck Dynasty, where A&E, I believe, really, as they say, stepped into a hornet's nest on this one.
Pile of something.
Well, it was something that, it's with Duck Dynasty and him and the patriarch, Phil Robertson of the Klan, being suspended from the show for his religious views, because he didn't quite meet what A&E thought. But it's, they have walked into a firestorm of criticism from not only Christian groups, but also, gays and lesbians who are supportive of Robertson and his rights to say things. But we're going to talk all about that. We're also going to talk about this. Let's go back to the budget one more time and the fact that disabled veterans were cut out were took cuts in their pay, in their future pay, but yet illegals didn't. How did that happen? And is that going to be fixed? And we've got a couple other things we're going to be talking about, but we're going to start right after the break with our Pet of the Week. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at Jake at thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. It's Friday. Linda's on assignment. 530-605-4567. Our phone numbers, and we've got our chat room going. Make sure that you think about things you want to talk about today, because we got for about 45 minutes that we're going to be talking about a number of things. But first, we're going to be talking with Spencer and our dog of the week from Haven Humane, Jazz, who is crawling on her belly. Absolutely adorable dog. Now she's crawling over. She's just checking out the area. What kind of dog we have here?
We have a 2-year-old female boxer mix. She's definitely primarily boxer. We're not sure what her mix is. This is a great dog that I brought with me today. She is so well mannered and behaved. She's calm.
Extremely quiet. Yeah.
Extremely quiet. She's not a licker, so a lot of people don't like dogs, you know, that can't hold their licker very well. And well, she can hold hers just fine.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny, right?
Usually, Bad Bob, you know, puts bacon on his face, so the dogs will come over and lick him. But this one is, she's sitting down. She's quiet. She's got a very thoughtful face. She's about 50 pounds.
About 50 pounds, and she's very alert to all of her surroundings, very happy to come up and meet everybody. She does great with other dogs. Yesterday, we actually had her over at Subaru. We had an outreach there, and
right.
She was out there just playing with all of the other dogs. When it comes to cats, though, that's another story. Jazz would require a home without any cats. She thinks that they're food, not friends.
Oh, okay. Well, we could maybe borrow her for the weekend. well, just for the weekend. So how is she around children?
Jazz actually does great around children. For a larger sized dog, she's actually rated for kids 5 and older.
Okay, so that means that those are children that are a little bit, you know, they're small, but she is quiet enough that you don't feel like she'd be bouncing around and knocking them down and all that.
No, she's calm, and so she wouldn't be bouncing around knocking them down. You know, she just doesn't want anybody coming up and pulling on her ears or her tail or anything like that. Just, you know, I wouldn't want anybody pulling on my ears either, so I can...
Depends on the situation. okay, so this dog, I can tell you that when I'm looking at this dog right here, her face, her eyes are very, very expressive, a very calm, attentive eyes.
And she's got quite the underbite, too.
She does have the underbite. She looks like a boxer, but she's got a kind of a brindle coat with a white, very beautiful white neck and chest. She looks like, and she's very, like I said, she's very quiet. She has been sitting there looking at Spencer the whole time, or looking over at Bob. And so, you know, now she's laying down. And obviously she's never been in a place where she doesn't feel too comfortable in, you know.
She's comfortable everywhere she goes. She's one of those dogs that actually handles being in the shelter environment really well. It's a pretty stressful environment being in an animal shelter for them, and she has no problems being there. So she's actually
this is a good dog. This is a good dog. This dog is not hyper at all and looks like, it would be perfectly happy if you take it for a walk. How is she on a leash?
She's getting better on a leash. She pulls mildly. But once you get her out, you know, and you walk her for about 10 or 15 minutes, she doesn't pull at all. So it's just the initial rush when she first gets out.
Sure.
The excitement.
You understand that. Okay. All right. How does somebody get Jazz? Does somebody come down and pay? You know what? This is a good dog. And I think that this is, I mean, this dog, it looks calm, but it's looks, you know, I mean, if you saw the dog, and it's a large dog, and I imagine that, but it shows no signs of aggressiveness at all.
None whatsoever. And she loves the snow. So if anybody's listening, they live, you know, where it snows a lot. She absolutely loved the snow when we got it here. I took her outside and she was rolling around in it and having a ball. If someone was interested in adopting Jazz, they could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or they could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay, Jazz. All right, 100% here.
Yes, we are.
Let's just keep that up. All right, thanks a lot, Spencer. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about just what can you say. What is Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty, did he go too far? Or was he just giving his comments on his religious beliefs? Should you be punished for that? We'll be right back.
An extra $500 during the holidays. At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on novb.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. 7:22 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 38 degrees out there. It's gonna be a decent day. Isn't it bad, Bob?
Pretty good. It's gonna be a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Does anybody realize that this is almost Christmas and we haven't had any rain?
The solstice is tomorrow, I think. The winter solstice. Shortest day of the year.
Oh, wow. It was yesterday for me. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there with Espresso Joe's have a coffee of any make. This is a good chance. What do you get people that have everything but they enjoy their coffee? Well, you go on down to Tobacco and Brew and get the coffees. They get, 16 ounces instead of the regular 12 ounce of their, of gourmet beans that you can then gift to different groups of people, or even any type of coffee maker you can imagine, a cappuccino maker or espresso maker. Those kind of gifts are always good for Christmas. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And walk next door to Espresso Joe's, so the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have meet or beat any prices for tobacco products in the city. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, now's the time.
The Robertson Clan. They turn duck calls into a multi-million dollar empire. But running a family business is tough when the family just wants to run wild.
All right. Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson suspended over, quote, anti-gay comments. He had an interview with GQ magazine, Gentleman Quarterly magazine. And you have to remember, GQ is the one that also got that general. Was it McClanahan or something like that? That was his staff was making comments. The reporter just kind of followed him around for 6 months, and they made several comments about the lack of Joe Biden's intelligence and a number of other
things. I'm not having a problem with that.
But they made a number of comments, and Lieutenant General, was destined for bigger things, retired, I guess I should say, over that. But this time, after these comments came out, said we are extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ, and which are based on his own personal beliefs, are not reflected in the series. So his personal views in no way reflect those of A&E Network. And we've always been strong supporters of and champions of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community. We've placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely. And then the Duck Dynasty came out today and said, we want to thank all of you for your prayers and support. This came from the whole family here. Said the Robinson, the family has spent so much time in prayer since learning of A&E's decision. We want you to know that first and foremost, we are a family rooted in our faith in God and our belief that the Bible is His Word. While some of Phil's unfiltered comments to the reporter were coarse, his beliefs are grounded in the teachings of the Bible. Phil is a godly man who follows what the Bible says are the greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Phil would never incite or encourage hate. We have had a successful working relationship with A&E, but as a family, we cannot imagine the show going forward without our patriarch at the helm. And it's supposed to start up again in January. This is the number one rated reality show on TV. I'm not saying it's just an outstanding show, but it's family based in the sense that there's no surprises, but he talks about God. Every night at the end of the show, they gather around the table at night and they hold hands and he prays and they talk about family values. There's no secrets here. Back in 2010, before they were even hired, his comments were there about what he thought, you know, when he talks about homosexuality, he talks about it in relation to the Bible and how he feels. And so then A&E, had received phone calls from GLAD, which is the gay, lesbian, I'm not sure what it means. Anyway, but it's gay, lesbian group. But here's the thing, there's other people who are standing up for him that are in the gay and lesbian community. The editor of TMZ magazine, Adam Levin, Harry Levin, openly gay editor of TMZ, slammed A&E for suspending him. He says his comments were not hate-based. They were based on his religion. And there's been no change between what he said in 2010 and now. So here you have a man that talks that maybe they were coarse. And I've read the comments. But the thing is to suspend him. When you look at somebody like, this guy Bashir, from MSNBC, who said those horrible things about Palin, about, you know, people urinating and defecating in her mouth and all this, and not only was he not suspended, there was nothing ever said about it. He took a self-imposed absence for a couple of days, and then he resigned from the network. But did he say anything? I mean, was anything said about that? And then Adam Baldwin, who's been running amok, been given a free ride until finally the last time. And even then, there was no big yelling and screaming. You know, of course, women's rights groups didn't get up and champion Palin over what this guy Bashir said. So now with this one though, that people are fighting back. People are saying, you know what, this has gone too far that a man that gives his religious views in an interview, they sought him out. There's no surprises about Robertson. You just have to do is watch the show. And he is very clear in what he thinks. And he's made other comments. They edited the word God out. That they didn't like that. You cannot edit that out of our family, out of our show. So, A&E, I guess, can cancel the show. It's getting ready to start again January 5th. Top-rated show on their station. You know what? That's the thing is, you don't think that Duck Dynasty wouldn't go to another network?
They're big enough
that could use the millions of that could use the millions of viewers and all that. See, here's the strength of Duck Dynasty. The people in the Northeast that run these networks, they've got their tentacles down into this town,
mm-hmm.
not here, but. Back on the East Coast in New York, they seem to think that what's that name? Honey Boo Boo.
Oh God!
Honey Boo Boo is your Southerners down there. Honey Boo Boo lives next to the track, and they're all eating, you know, Cheetos. And then you get in, and you know they eat roadkill. I mean, literally, this is what they do on this show. I mean, from what I've read, I don't I watched like 10 minutes one day and I couldn't handle it. I kind of put that with Toddlers and Tiaras, you know, all that. All those together, one thing, and these little dance things that people, you know, anyway.
Wrong.
Okay, the Robertsons, I mean, I'm not saying Duck Dynasty is the greatest show that's ever been. It's not. But the one thing it does do, it's got a family who is a success. It's got a patriarch, Phil, who was, as in his own words, was into sex, drugs, rock and roll for for his earlier years. He was the starting quarterback, I believe, at LSU over, Terry Bradshaw. And when he left there, he got into this business and has made it into a huge success. The Duck Commander.
I'm saying
so.
This, yeah.
So they all live in. All of them have got college degrees. All the sons, you know, they may have the beards and long hair, but they've all got college degrees. They all live in really nice houses. They all are part of this very successful business.
I'm seeing this as more evidence that we have a growing number of the professionally offended.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
The professionally offended. There's money in being in. So there's money in being outraged.
Well, I'm somewhat. You know what? I'm not outraged because I expect things like this from the political correct group. That if you're not PC, if you're not totally on their side, then you should be not just ostracized. You should be destroyed.
Absolutely.
We want to take your livelihood away if we don't agree with what you're saying. What happens to, let's all get along here. Let's all have some tolerance. Let's all, let's try to accept what other people say. No. Paula Deen.
Crushed.
Crushed. Took her off because something she said 30 years ago. 30 years ago. She got crushed. Yet if you are on the liberal side, that progressive side like Bashir, you get a free ride.
You're speaking your mind.
You know what? Well, she deserved it.
The thought police.
Yes. Oh, we'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick and mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialists. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also, a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Nunnabot. 7:34 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crack Master gives you guarantees that other people can't. From a very small chip. And those little small chips you see in your windshield that once they get water in them, and when it freezes, and it eventually will freeze here, that it can expand that little chip into a large crack. And then you're going to have a problem. Well, he can fix that little chip and cracks up to and including and over 24 inches in length. Give him a call, 32. Give him, go down and see him at 3208 Market Street in Reading. Or give him a call at 241-8373. That's 241-8373. Some of the things that are happening, today. Good News Rescue Mission. 17th Annual Christmas Banquet is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. today at the Mission on the corner of Market and Grange Streets. The Mission will serve up approximately 1,200 meals, up from 870 last year. They will also be handing out 500 gift baskets to the needy. And tomorrow, Saturday, from 3 to 7 p.m., the Dinner at Serviceman's Feast, put on by Walmart and Missing in America Project. Dinner for our military, police, and firemen families. December 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall, 1605 Yuba Street, right here in Reading. Two those super organizations helping a lot of people here. Let's go on to something. You know, let's talk about, you know, I want to get into the budget and the fact that this budget this year, that they passed, they needed to pass a budget, first of all, okay? Hooray. Bipartisan budget. Hooray. Finally. Movement. They're actually talking to each other. This is important. The Senate then passed it. However, there's a provision. There's provision that nobody, you know, I mean, there's provisions everybody's going to take a shot at, but we're spending more money again somehow. And, but the one thing that they did was, well, we've got to make cuts. Well, they decided to make one of the cuts they decided to make is to take away one percentage point from, those veterans who have already retired from the military and for their cost of living allowance. In other words, every year, the cost of living goes up. Some years it doesn't go up very much because of the terrible economy we've had. In other years it goes up 2-3%. Well, after 4 or 5 years, you've lost 20% of your buying ability that you had when you retired. I mean, people just, that's why they have a cost of living allowance. Cost of living, percentage each year is set by the Senate or set by Congress, and then that's what you get on your not just military retirement but Social Security and everything.
I think the number I heard was, assuming that a person retires at 42, over the course of the next 20 years, this adds up to about $70,000 less.
Right, and it could be more, it could be less. But then, you know, as it's pointed out, oh well, they can retire at age 42, they can make $1.2 million. They'll be making $1.2 million, you know, while they're, or this adds up to $1.2 million over this period of time. And again, you kind of look into how they figure this out. However, here's the bottom line is this, that they've included in this disabled veterans. Yeah, that's right. Somebody that's lost a leg, maybe, you know, has broken their back, something like this. Those disabled veterans will also lose that point. So instead of maybe if the cost of living goes up 2%, instead of getting a 2% cost of living, which just keeps you level with what's going on in the economy, you're only going to get 1%. So now you have lost part of what your buying ability is. And this isn't like from grandfather. I mean, this isn't like, okay, this is from everybody that starts today or 10 years. You've got 10 years in. you can retire in 10 years and then, you know, but you know it then at that point, this is what's going to happen. No, this starts now for our people who are already retired under the age of 62, disabled, you know, those not disabled. And yet, and so they're going to be losing, they're going to save $10 billion off the backs of those people. Bad decision. Bad decision. Very bad decision. And now Congress in the Senate has said, oh, this was not a good decision. You know, now we're going to try and change this.
Backpedal.
Yeah, well, you know what? How ridiculous this is, oh, you know, let's just change the rules on the military. I mean, they're not unionized. They're not in the government. Let's just do it. But the thing is that they've managed to keep the money in there for the illegals that are here, for the druggies that need it. For those that don't provide anything for society, they still get their money. But the veterans, a lot of whom might need that help, let's just cut theirs. I mean, so now they're trying to find a way. Okay, look, we can make a special bill that those disabled veterans will not be included in this. Okay, what level of disability? Is it 10%? Is it just any veteran who's got any type of percentage of disability? Or has it got to be like 100%? Does it have to be 50%? But the bottom line is, it's just, you know, I realize that it's, oh, we got to make savings. But off the backs of disabled veterans, I think is just going a little bit too far, especially when illegals, and that's right, they're here illegally, they still get their money. And they still have got tax breaks for people that are here illegally that claim child credits and all this stuff and send them, you know, millions of dollars out of country. You know, this whole thing is, you know, again, yeah, we have to make cuts, but, you know, how do you make cuts? And where do you make these cuts? We'll be right back.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
I'm a mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or, worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give Him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than His best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is He a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before He ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit moralrevolution.com today.
Dear Santa, all I wish for Christmas is food in my tummy, a pillow, and a blankie.
As we all look forward to family and friends this holiday season, it seems like a simple request, food and a place to sleep. Unless you're cold, hungry, with nowhere to go and feeling that no one cares. At the Good News Rescue Mission, all who come through our doors are welcome. And with your generous support, you can make these wishes come true. Donate online now at gnrm.org to make a difference in a child's life this holiday season.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bod, good morning. Linda's on assignment today. Should be rolling through here later. Yeah. Bad Bob's with me today. Savannah's in Montana.
Savannah in Montana. Savannah, Montana. That could be it.
No, let's not start that. She's, she is no Savannah, Montana. She is a,
she's a very level-headed girl.
She's a very level-headed, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
That is
and a heck of a rock climber.
Oh,
I guess.
She is a star there and, is a star in our group here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Yes. Your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford, Honda, Nissan dealership. That's your neighbors giving you great deals. And they've got great deals going on right now. Big sales going on, end of the year sales here through next week for sure and probably longer. Redding Crown Motors, they're located at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. I can't say enough about how good they are and the kind of deals they've got now. Now's the time. Get that. What a surprise. Can you imagine the look in your loved one's eyes when they go out there for that new car, truck, SUV? 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Yes.
Mostly sunny, a high near 64, partly cloudy, a low around 42. Sunny for your Saturday, a high near 65 is in the forecast. It is currently 38 degrees in Redding, and the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, where they say our customers are warm friends.
Hey, how about this? I see in the paper yesterday that, that the 99 cent store there on Hilltop was being fined because they had, homeless transient groups had just, you know, trashed the whole area back there.
Oh,
and I thought, well, you know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday and said, well, wait a minute. How can you punish a business for this? Well, editorial today in our local paper, the Record Searchlight. And it said, apparently they've tried to get permission from the owners to go back in there and move people out. The city has. Because once you get permission from the owners of that area, you can take care of it. Well, because it's a national store, they couldn't sign it and it was just, you know, things like this. And it is a huge mess back there. I mean, every time you talk to Ed Roman in the, Citizen Reading, Business Crime Watch, they talk about that area back there. So now the city said, fine, if you can't help us, then we're going to fine you for it. And it's not a huge exorbitant fine or anything like that.
Enough to get their attention.
But what it does is, I think, is you're right. It does get the attention. But here's my question is this. Today, when I was coming in, I don't know if you noticed it, Bob, because maybe I rousted them out. When I drove in to where we are, and we're in where we are down here on Market Street, the back of our building is fronts the back of the police station.
Yep.
Police cars drive up and down here all the time.
Yep. And this is, you would think this would be about as safe an area
I see,
as you can find.
As I came pulling in, I see this couple kind of over there in the darkness and the shadows. So I'm kind of watching them and then they kind of wander off. And then I see this other couple get out from where the trash, you know, where the big,
containers, receptacles,
these big, you know, the big, what do you call those things? Dempsey dumpsters.
Yeah.
And, even if they're not called Dempsey dumpsters anymore, but that's what, but you know
that.
What I mean.
Yeah,
Dempsey
that's
dumpster.
A military thing.
Well, what are they then?
They're just not dumpsters.
Dumpsters. Okay. Dempsey dumpsters is, anyway. But then I see them moving from behind that. Another couple. And this is a man, woman, man, woman. And I'm thinking to myself, here it is. It's, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's dark. And they're already wandering the streets here. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, obviously I didn't see them moving when I walked in. In other words, because when we drive in, with the lights on the truck and everything, you could see if people are moving down the alley.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't moving in the alley. They were here. So the question is.
Are they sacking out behind the dumpster?
They could be. And frankly, maybe they do. maybe they do that. But the bottom line is this, is you see other cities with a no loitering law. Why don't we have a no loitering law here?
It's a very good question. I have noticed an uptick when we took a walk down to go get some lunch a couple of weeks ago. We were practically stepping over people sacked out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and so there's got to be something. I mean, a no loitering. I mean, you know, people say, "Oh, you hate homeless." No, you don't hate homeless. You just is there control? Do we have a control at all over what happens on our city streets? I know that what the chief says, he says we can't move people like you can on private property. Private property can say, you have to leave my property. We've had friends that are acting, you know, working as security that have moved people, in fact, out of that shopping center where that dollar store is. And he said that they're there. And, you know, but to try to get them out of there, the police can't just move them if they're on public property.
There is a restaurant on that side of town, which I don't really care to go to anymore because I don't want to put up with the surroundings.
And it's too
sure
bad because it's
their business.
It's a good restaurant. Yeah. Well, you know, but it's other things too. I mean, if you listen to people talk that they don't go to places and, because that there are security problems down there because of this. And, you know, now you're starting to see more and more security guards start showing up at these stores. And, but that's a shame because now that cuts into, you know, they've got to hire somebody there to be there to protect their customers as they walk out to their cars.
The Hilltop Association, whatever they are, they got quite the network where they'll be like tracking somebody going down the street. And I'm sure there's some lawyer somewhere just salivating over that one.
I'm sure. But you know what you've got, and people stealing things and running, and there's fights out in the parking lots, and I mean this whole thing is, and there's big businesses that say don't fight them, let them take it. So, it's just, you know, all this is going on. You know, the fact is at what point do you take back your streets, or can you even take back your streets? And then you get in the, you know, we got to, first of all, we got to take a break. We come back, we'll finish up on this before our guest comes in. But, then you get into this things like which happened in Cottonwood, where the guy chases down a carjacker or a car thief and shots are fired because there's no police around, not because our police are inefficient or the sheriff's department is inefficient. They just don't have anybody, as we've learned as every time we talk to them. So now you get into this.
Part.
All right.
Okay.
We got people on the line. We'll be right back after these messages.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you, Bermuda.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California. I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Yeah, Bad Bob is turning it on today. Carl and the Bod, good morning, my friends. It's Friday. The Friday before, you know what? It's Friday before Christmas. Christmas is, do you have a tough time with it being in the middle of the week?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, because it really messes up the way. And then right after that, New Year's does the same thing.
Same thing. But you know what? We've got a good idea for you. You don't have that Christmas present? Well, why don't you try out Estate Granite and Things? Give them a call. 241-7866. You think, it's a little bit late to get a, kitchen makeover. Well, maybe not, but you could give the present that way, a granite kitchen, bathroom makeover, Forever Furniture, or a Lucky Smoker, where you can have that special barbecue made for your loved one with his name on it and painted with his school colors or anything like this. It could be that Enterprise Hornet colors. And Mike Huber can do that. You know, that's really a great idea. You're really a supporter of an athletic team, Green Bay Packers, any of this. He can do that. He can put those colors on that smoker. And let me tell you, it is an outstanding way to cook and barbecue. Plus, of course, the granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers he does. 241-7866. 241-7866. Mike Huber, Estate Granite and Things. Okay, Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Also, if you want a present, you can get, they make cutting boards, too.
Well, you know, you're right.
They're really great.
Those marble, you know, I forgot about that. I've got one of those, too, those marble cutting boards.
Oh, I love
mine. And you know what? They're hygienically really good, too, because they don't hold the germs or anything. You can cut any type of meat on it, and the way you clean it is with an alcohol solution. Yeah, it's
right.
Just.
You can wash it off.
Absolutely. You know what? You're right. That is a great present.
But so, I wouldn't send it anywhere because it's really heavy.
Yeah, and once you have it, you have it. I mean, it's not like 100 pounds, but it's like five. You know, it's 5 pounds probably. But it's,
It's a lot heavier than those plastic things.
Hey, we got like 3 minutes, Kay. What you got?
Okay. Well, what I'm wondering is, I don't think that actually that the 99-cent store owns that. There's somebody who owns that whole parking lot and everything and all the stores. The stores just rent from them. And I think that person should be talked to, or that corporation, or whoever it is.
I think you're probably right.
I think that's the problem. I drive through there. I drive through the back there, but I don't get out of the car, of course, so I don't know all the little details that are there. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I've driven behind stores before, and I always thought that they did a pretty good job of keeping it pretty clean back there. You know, but there are people who they've kind of moved from that island, the grass island, to the back of the store.
Sure. Well, it's easier for them to do that. They said the local employees are doing what they can. However, they need to get the attention of distant corporate decision makers.
Well, and I think they also need to get the property owner or the corporation that owns that whole
area. I think that's what they're looking for. Yeah, you know, and that's the problem when you have absentee landlords and that trying to get that done. But there still should be something. Is the city's hands tied?
We did have a loitering law.
I thought we would too, but you can't if you can't seem to be moving people unless they're impeding traffic. They can't be like in your they can't be in your doorway. But we've seen them several times laying out there.
If you're stepping over people, and people say, you know, like with the begging thing, they said, well, every so often, you know, somebody who doesn't have a lot of money and they have a bunch of kids and, you know, they need gas and it doesn't come. Well, you can tell by looking at somebody's face if they're, you know, they're, you can tell.
Well, we've got, you know, before you give money to anybody, you ought to give money to places
that's
like...
that's what they need. Yeah. You need to go with them to the gas station and fill up for.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
That's what I was always taught. And you need to, if they need food, get food for them. Don't give, you know, give what they need. And then if they say, oh, I don't like that kind of food, I'm Chinese. Well, I mean, you know, then you know they're really not hungry.
It's Thursday. I eat Chinese today. Okay, hey, look, we got to run. We've run out of time. Bye-bye. Thanks, Kay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages, after the news. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Obama will hold an end-of-the-year news conference at the White House this afternoon. SRN's Ken Lorman reports.
The president is likely to face questions about the rough rollout of his health care law and his trouble passing big legislative initiatives like immigration reform. At the end of his fifth year in office, Mr. Obama's job approval and personal favorability ratings have fallen to around the lowest point of his presidency.
President Obama will depart later for his home state of Hawaii for his annual Christmas vacation trip. It is the first time in his presidency that his departure plans have not been delayed by legislative action in Washington. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is hospitalized. Senator Richard Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, made the announcement on the Senate floor.
Senator Reid called me this morning. He sounded good, and we look forward to his speedy recovery.
Senator Reid was hospitalized earlier today after feeling ill. A spokesman says he's alert, resting, and feeling better. Reid suffered a mild stroke in 2005. There's a surprisingly strong report today about the U.S. economy. It grew at a solid 4.1% annual rate from July through September, the fastest pace since late 2011. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial, says the report shows the public sector has turned the corner after a lengthy struggle.
After years of cutbacks and layoffs and holding back on projects, state and local governments were a little over 10% of the economy. Looks like they're finally adding to economic growth.
Much of the upward revision came from stronger consumer spending. Foul weather, ranging from freezing rain and snow in the Midwest to thunderstorms and possible tornadoes in the South, are all on its way, just in time for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Target is dealing with concerned customers after data connected to about 40 million credit and debit card accounts was stolen in a breach that began over the Thanksgiving weekend. Target shopper Randy Burkhalter says he got an email from the retailer last night.
Basically just apologized and then said that we need to check our accounts frequently. And we apologize for the inconvenience of your account being stolen.
Many customers have said they're so angry about the entire event that they're not going to shop at Target anymore. Hundreds of Pakistanis have been protesting an army operation in the country's northwest that residents say has killed many civilians. About 300 people took to the streets in the frontier city of Peshawar to demand an investigation. Pakistan's military, however, says that the offensive is targeting militants in North Waziristan and is not targeting civilians in the area. This is SRN News. The UN says 34,000 people in South Sudan are looking for refuge at UN bases in three locations across the country. The BBC's Richard Hamilton reports.
Thousands are reported to be fleeing and foreign nationals are continuing to be evacuated. A UN worker waiting to be flown out of Juba spoke of women and children being mown down on the streets.
The US Embassy is flying out a fifth emergency evacuation flight later today. Italy's justice minister has announced that a serial killer who failed to return to prison after a two-day good behavior pass has been recaptured. The justice minister made the announcement in the news just hours after she had briefed Parliament on the embarrassing escape of the inmate. He was captured in France, just across the border from Italy on the Mediterranean coast. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment today. 8:05 in the morning. It's going to be and it's Friday today, the day before the big game tomorrow with our Enterprise Hornets fighting for the state Division II championship down in Carson, California. They left already.
Nate will be departing town. I think Nate
may be gone already.
He was so
fired up yesterday. He and Ben were just like, you know, they were levitating going through here. But hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's go to our friends down at our Wells Fargo for our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Carolyn Cooks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. Well, the Dow Jones is up 63 points this morning at 16,241. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1,817. And the NASDAQ is up 29 points at 4,087. Active stocks today include Bank of America, up 8 cents at $15.83. And Microsoft, also up 8 cents at $36.33. Local stocks include PG&E, up 35 cents at $40.57, and Pepsi is up 27 cents at $81.94. Turning to the bond market, we have the 30-year yielding 3.857% and the 10-year bond yielding 2.908%. Gold is up $10.50 at $1,204. Silver is up 23 cents at $19.42, and oil is down 8 cents at $98.97. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. Mm-hmm. You can give them a call at 530-243-7561 because they truly, truly, truly know what's going on in Wall Street. And you need all the advice you can get when these things change like that. The, you know, how it changes, literally minute by minute. So, again, Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. Bad Bob.
Weather today is mostly sunny, a high near 64, partly cloudy tonight with a low around 42. Saturday will be sunny and a high near 65 in Reading right now, 38 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends.
That's right. You know what, Bad Bob? You know what I like to give, for Christmas is things that people want, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't like, you know, you come, you know, like the ugly sweater contest. You see how you get the sweater, it's got tassels in the wrong spots and all these things. So what you want is you really truly do want a present that keeps giving. And why not let that be a Sleep Number bed?
Ooh.
That's right. I mean, give a present that keeps giving for decades. Sleep Number. My Sleep Number is 35. and Linda's is 40. Two different type settings, same mattress, dual air technology. And we sleep so well on that. And now Sleep Number is offering a pillow with the same concept as the bed. That's right, an AirFit pillow that it adjusts to your sleeping position, your head, your neck, and it adjusts, and you can adjust that so that your sleep is even more restful, more relaxing. It's a great gift for this holiday season. So how do you find that? Well, head on down to our Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there, and the professionals down there, great people that they are, will let you find out what your sleep number is. They'll show you what your sleep number is. They've got this AirFit adjustable pillow, and right now it's at a special 40% savings. That's right, 40%. Sleep Number is all made in America and guaranteed. You can't ask for more than that. The gift of rest for decades, Sleep Number. Okay, we come back. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got Glenn Schaefer with us from Simpson University, who, by the way, has a link to the Enterprise Hornets. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. Grandson, Glenn?
Yes.
Your grandson.
Aiden Birch.
And he is?
He is a junior playing center on Enterprise High School's football team.
And he left yesterday.
He's already gone.
Yes. They left yesterday. Huh?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Hey. Okay. We'll talk a little bit about the Enterprise Hornets. We're going to talk too about Simpson and what and their programs they have out there, especially for those that are seniors. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a Target Risen.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Friday, December 20th, 8:14 in the morning. 38 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, Martin Graff and his people. Martin, you know, honorably discharged veteran, of course, of the Army. But you know what? So many years in the business between he and his father. And this has been for decades. Alliance Heating and Air has been with us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you have any types of problems with your heating units, he's the one to call. They'll come out there and help you. And I can't say enough about the professionalism that they exhibit in their profession, in coming out there and helping you, whether it's just servicing your heater or the heater elements or actually replacing it totally. And he can do it. Give him a call at 221-2642, 221-2642. No job too small. No job too large. He can do it all. Homecomfort.org is his website. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, today at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., there's going to be the 17th annual Christmas banquet at the Good News Rescue Mission at Market and Grange Streets. The mission's going to serve up 1,200 meals, up from 870 last year. And they will also be handing out over 500 gift baskets to the needy. And, of course, our Servicemen's Feast on Saturday, December the 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. It's a dinner for military, police, and firemen families. December 21st, tomorrow, at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, Servicemen's Feast, presented by the Missing in America Project, those heroes, and Walmart, who is very supportive of our veterans. Glenn Schaefer, good morning.
Good morning.
Glenn, you are the Simpson. You head up to Simpson University for seniors, even though it's for everybody. But that's kind of what the name of it is, right?
Yes, we started the program 4 years ago. The first 3 years was for people 50 and older who just wanted a course. These are fun courses, 10 hours in length in a given month. But this last year, we've now opened it to people of any age who are just interested in learning without having the need for any credits.
Okay. And what kind of courses are we talking about?
The courses that we offer are in a number of areas: history, literature, science, geography, Bible and theology, music and art. The way that we do this is in the spring, I ask the various faculty and professionals in the Reading area what they would like to teach, what they would like to offer. And from that list, then we send out an information or a request for people to show their interest. And out of that, then we choose the 16 courses that we are offering this year.
Okay, so you've given us kind of like the overall
right
types, you know, in history or literature and this. But what are some of the specifics? Because I remember you had some pretty exciting, you know, pretty one that seemed very interesting the last time I saw this.
Would you like me to talk about the spring semester?
Yeah, the spring semester
or fall semester.
Well, let's talk. See, which is the first one coming up? That would be the
The January courses. Right. One is on political economics in the world. It will be taught by one of our business profs on campus. The one that I will be teaching in January is entitled "The Forgotten Books of the Bible," and it's going to be on First and Second Chronicles. There are two histories of the Old Testament. One begins in Joshua and goes through 2 Kings. People call that the Deuteronomic history. The other one was written two centuries later. And the question that I'm posing is, why a second history going over the same information of the earlier history? And so that is called the Forgotten Books.
Why would they do that?
Why would they do that?
Because it's books from the Bible, right?
Yeah, it's books from the Bible.
So the first ones were written.
The first ones were written.
Obviously closer to what had happened.
That is correct.
And then 200 years later, did they revamp the books?
Well, what happens is whenever you are writing history, and this is true today as well, whenever you write history, you write it to a particular audience. And the circumstances of the first audience is different from the circumstances of the second audience. The circumstances of the first audience in 550 BC, they were in Babylonian captivity. The author of the book, we don't know who it was. We typically call him the Deuteronomic historian. What he was doing is to review the material in the book of Deuteronomy and say to the people in captivity, look, you didn't capture the land. God gave you the land. This is the book of Joshua. And God took it away. It wasn't the Babylonians who were more powerful than Yahweh. It was God who took it away because we were disobedient to him. Now, the second one was two centuries later, he goes.
This would have been like 200 BC?
About 350 BC.
Okay.
He is writing to a different audience. They are back in the Promised Land, and you have Palestinian Jews, or people who always were there, as well as Babylonian people who had returned. And so they are fighting among themselves. And so he is emphasizing the fact that, as the earlier one had emphasized that the worst sin is idolatry, he is now emphasizing it's not seeking the Lord.
Now, one didn't take the place of the other.
No, no.
Okay, so two separate ones. Okay, I am not a Bible theology. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not a Bible theology type that I can tell you about it. But
okay.
we need to take a break here. And the reason I'm asking that is because as we go into the Bible, and I'm not trying to get into the Bible, I want to get into the other things
here. Yeah.
Is there a danger about writing from hundreds of years later, revisionist? Think about that. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226- 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Friday, 8:24 in the morning. Our guest is Glenn Schaefer from Simpson University. We were talking about different courses they're teaching out there, and I am not a Bible theologian, obviously, but anybody that could just talk to me, they'd know that. We were talking, though, about the different, he's teaching a course out there on the Bible, and my point was, you know, writing from different points of view centuries apart could change the whole idea. I mean, we do it all the time here, and we rewrite history with a look at it from today looking back. And in this case, it was still 300 BC when it was written.
Right.
So, I mean, it's still back there. But as you've pointed out, but you're looking at it from a different point of view, not necessarily whether, you know, right or wrong. It's just a different point of view.
That is correct. In the Deuteronomic history, the first one that was written, whenever they came to a point where God is going to judge them, they emphasize the sin concept as idolatry. 2 centuries later, because they'd now dispensed with idolatry, the worst sin for them, whenever he gets to that list of sins, the phrase is, they did not seek the Lord.
Okay.
And so the emphasis, excuse me, the emphasis is, first of all, the external on the first one and the internal on the second.
Okay.
But both of them are dealing with the same history.
Okay, so that's one of the courses that's being taught out there.
That's only one of 16.
Okay, and so you've got many others. Okay, what are some of the other courses that are going on out there?
This fall, we had a course on world religion, another course on biblical narrative. Dottie Smith did one on the pioneers of Shasta County. So,
Dottie Smith's well known for his,
yes,
for historical.
Every Friday she has an article in the newspaper.
Right. What other kind of classes are we going to have this year? Glenn, like the rest of us, is fighting colds as we're going along
here.
The annual stuff is going around everywhere.
I've been fighting this for almost 3 weeks, and it's better today than it's been for a number of weeks. In February, we have a course entitled Where We Began, A Geography of Africa and Asia. This will be taught by Professor Don Claspel. Dr. Walmark is going to be offering a course on the Dead Sea Scrolls. Jeffrey Smith, who is a pastor here in town, in March will be offering a course entitled The Seven Events That Shaped Christian Doctrine. David Pierce, who is an adjunct at Simpson, will be offering a course entitled Understanding the Wonder of the Natural World. John Ayabe in April will be teaching a course, Lincoln, the Man Behind the Film. And Brian Larson, Christian Apologetics, Exercising Faith in a Doubting World. And then in May, Professor Claspel will return to offer a course entitled Here I Stand, the Protestant Reformation.
Now, all these courses are open to the public.
Yes, they are.
And you have to be a certain age for this?
No. This last year, or the year that we're in now, we've opened it to any age person. And we have some as early as 30 who want to come. These are not for credit. They are open to the public. They are 1 month long. There's no required homework. There's no...
They meet once a week?
They meet three times a week.
Three times a week?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 1 hour.
And the cost on something like this?
The cost for the month is $95.
Okay. So they get 12 classes, essentially.
10.
10 classes.
10 classes. We're always dealing with holidays. And so we've just decided that we would offer it during 3.5 weeks, but we
put
honor
in 10
the holidays.
Okay. Yes. How do they sign up for something like this?
They can sign up online, and I will give that information. When do you want me to give that?
You can do it right now.
They can sign up online on, I don't have it right in front of me.
That's okay. We'll get back to it though. But you can sign up online on it, and it's, and these are classes, for a month of classes for $95. And how many people do you, how many people usually range in these classes?
I mean, average is around 12 to 15.
Okay. So you've got a number of people that show up then in every class.
We've had in excess of 150 people over the 3.5 years, different people who have signed up for courses.
Okay.
We have some people who sign up almost every month.
Okay, so they can – so they'll take different classes.
Yeah,
each,
take different classes. Yes.
Okay, and this, again, is not just open to those who are age 50 or over. This is for anybody that wants to take the classes.
Anybody 50 or older, yes.
Oh, anybody 50 or older, but you've had younger.
Yes.
But you can
– but we no longer have the 50 or older. Yes.
All right, so it's just people of any age. Okay. Yes. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we got some people on the phone, and we'll be talking to them and with some questions. And with our guest, Glenn Schaefer from Simpson University. We'll be right back.
Can you remember the first time you fell in love? Can you remember that oozing pitter-patter of your heart beating out of your chest? You know that numbing, mind-blowing, tantalizing, and tempting sensation? Each look, each conversation seeming to paralyze the world around you, stopping everything for just a moment of connection. I remember the first time I felt this kind of love. I was mature and bright, a 7-year-old, and Daniel Allen had hung the moon and the stars, and I was his astronaut ready to explore the galaxies. I just needed to do one simple thing, actually talk to him. Oh, the fresh innocence of love. It's hard to not have that cynical voice inside of our head saying, don't be naive. Love is not all it's cracked up to be. And isn't it true? Love is hard. Love costs us. Love requires all of you and then some. In the Bible, love is described in 1 Corinthians as this. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than itself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Today, God wants you to not only give that kind of love, but He's offering that kind of love to you. A love that is safe, a love that lasts, a love that knows the deepest parts of you and yet still loves you the same. In fact, it's impossible for you to ever be too far from His love. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more, visit us at moralrevolution.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
So, Chris, second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. It is 8:32 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 38 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Gosh, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Bad Bob was there yesterday. He did a you know, he just did a real good job.
Yeah, it was
your
the
hair.
Young man who took care of my hair.
Oh yeah, I see that. It looked. I mean, you know, did you get the little, you know, shave behind your ears and all that?
He did that, and he took care of the eyebrows are the big thing with me. You know, where they get all kind of.
Yeah, but been meaning to talk to you about that. So it looks like he got those under control there. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Veterans and seniors always get discounts at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Great, great place. Okay. Our guest is Glenn Schaefer, who's heading up the program, Simpson University for Seniors. However, we're going to have to change the name for that because now it's Simpson University for these classes for everybody.
For adults.
For adults. We're going to, we've got people on the phone line here that, have got, are calling in. Let's go to the phones. Norm.
Good morning.
Good morning, Norm. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning, Dr. Schaefer.
Good morning, Norm.
I have been attending classes, I think, since the inception of the senior program at Simpson. And they have been absolutely wonderful, and no matter how, what your point of view is, it. The classes are taught by people with a tremendous grasp of the topic, but they also encourage a lot of interaction from the classroom from the students, which in some instances actually drives the classes. I believe this year I've signed up for four classes over there. Whether they are new subjects to a new student or whether they're resurrecting some old gray matter that hasn't been used for a while, that they are absolutely wonderful. Yeah, the Simpsons, from the minute you walk onto campus, it's a marvelous experience.
Simpson University is laid out well. Yes, that's
yes,
true.
Yes, it's laid out well, but we have an opportunity to meet some actually wonderful young people, people who, when they go by you, they say good morning. They even hold the door open for you.
Oh my gosh! You mean kids with manners?
Yes,
and there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, and it's you have a tendency. I don't know whether it's always been that case, but as you get older, you look at the younger generation and you shake your head. I'm sure our parents shake their heads at us. And anyway, so this is a marvelous. The entire package is in a marvelous experience.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, Norm.
My pleasure.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. Let's go to Tom. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Tom. You have a comment?
Glenn told me he was going to be on the radio and wanted to know if I'd be willing to call in. I said, sure, I would.
So you think this is a good program too then?
Oh, yes. I started with the very first month when they started the program, and I think I've missed maybe... I think I've missed 3 months since then because of various reasons. So, I have got quite a few. I could paper my wall in a room with the certificates I've gotten for the courses.
Well, you know what? It sounds like it's something that it's interesting and it keeps people, keeps your mind active and gives you an opportunity to learn about things that you ordinarily wouldn't maybe be learning about.
Yeah, well, a lot of people go through life saying, I wish I knew more about this or about that. And, of course, now we have the internet. We can go on and search things out, but it's still nice to sit in the classroom with an instructor and be able to ask questions and that sort of interaction. And that's one of the things that's nice about this program is the instructors are always anxious to hear comments from the students. In fact, they say it's so much nicer to teach the older people because we're not afraid to ask questions, whereas... kids that are just starting in school, sometimes they're kind of, they don't want to ask the wrong question and this sort of thing. So sometimes it's pulling teeth to get students to comment in class. And this one, the poor teachers, they never get through what they intend to cover in the day because of the
all the questions,
the students, and a lot of times we get down on these rabbit trails and get off onto something entirely different. But most of the time, the teachers are great with that because the courses are there for us.
Yeah.
And if that's what we want to talk about, why, they're glad to do that.
They're more than happy to be moderators for that.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And part of the reason for that is that there's no test at the end of material that we have to cover.
So it's just, that's right. So you can just, why not talk about with other people with like-minded and be able to discuss things from all different sides.
Correct.
Okay, hey, Tom, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Okay, now, how do we get a hold? How do they get a hold of you, Glenn, or how do they get a hold of Simpson University?
One can register online at Simpson, simpson.edu/senior school. Or if they would like more information, they can contact me at 226-4146. Simply leave a message on my phone. I have a busy day and won't get back into Reading until much later this afternoon, but I'll give you a call as quickly as I can. 226-4146 or simpsonu.edu/senior school. Registration fees are $95 per person, or if you want to register as a couple, it's $145.
Okay. Let's just finish up here a little bit with your grandson who is playing center for the Enterprise Hornets.
Yes. Aiden is the junior. He's the only junior on the front line, the offensive front line.
Is he big boy?
He's a tall boy. He's not a big boy. He only weighs about 200 pounds as opposed to some of the others on that line. He's about 6'4".
Well, he'll grow.
He'll grow. Yeah. He'll grow up and out.
Well, you know, from what I understand, Nate, our sportscaster, you know, we are going to be broadcasting the game tomorrow, of course, starting at 3:00. So you can listen to this game, I talked to the Chaminade coach, and the Chaminade coach says, hey, look, we can't go up against the size of Enterprise. Now, I know very little about the Chaminade Eagles, except the fact is that they've got their quarterbacks going down, I think, to, you know, Miami or University of Florida, and they got a couple of linemen going to Oklahoma. But they've got a great reputation. And right now they're favored they're favored over the Hornets, which could be a big mistake on their part.
So, I hope so.
So is the family excited?
Yes. Our daughter and kids are going down to the game. Unfortunately, we cannot go. I've already scheduled something for Saturday and Sunday, so we're not able to attend, but we'll listen.
KCNR 1460 starting at 3:00 tomorrow, and we're going to be, we'll also be streaming that game. Anyway, thanks. Hey, Glenn Schaefer, who heads up the Simpson University, for seniors, however, now it's kind of like the Simpson University for all ages there,
right,
for on these courses that will be running all the time out at Simpson. Thanks a lot and Merry Christmas.
Thank you and Merry Christmas to you.
All right. We'll be right back. Okay.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean blue. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. Everywhere around
the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning. Carl in the bus. 605-4567 is our phone number. 38 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, they are the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements there. Plus organic food, plus raw food, plus bulk things that you can buy, you know, beans and everything that are done organically. Located at 221 Locust Street, here in Chevron Square Shopping Center right there behind them. Give them a call, 244-9141. They have Amazing Foods for Life, which is a gluten-free food, mixes that you can put together a bun or muffins or things for your, pastry for your family. Gluten-free. That's right. Totally gluten-free. I want to remind everybody about the Serviceman's Feast tomorrow, a dinner for our military, police, and firemen families, December the 21st, tomorrow, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall, put on by our friends and associates in the Missing in America Project and, of course, Walmart Heart. And the Good News Rescue Mission 17th Annual Christmas Banquet is going today, Friday only, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., at the Mission on the corner of Market and Grain Streets, and they figure they're going to be serving up 1,200 meals from 870 last year. They will also be handing out 500 gift baskets to the needy. Bad Bob.
Yes?
We had Gun Owners of California on the other day, mm-hmm. and they were talking about the number of Sam Perez was talking about the number of laws and all these things that are happening around.
Oh, and they're not even getting started.
Right. Well, you know what? A Congressional Research Service report shows that while gun ownership has climbed from 192 million firearms in 1994 to 310 million firearms, mm-hmm. and this is in 2009, now, so you know that's got to have gone up another few million because just from looking at statistics, crime fell and fell sharply. According to the reports, the firearm-related murder and non-negligent homicide rate was 6.6 per 100,000 in 1993. Following this exponential growth in the number of firearms, that rate fell to 3.6 per 100,000 in 2000. And it rose again from 2004 to 2005 and got as high as 3.9 in 2006 and 7, but it is started falling again in 2008. In 2011, the figure fell to 3.2 per 100,000 by 2011. In other words, number of firearms almost doubled over a nearly 20-year period, and the firearm-related murder and non-negligent homicide rate was more than halved. So, it was, so is it safer? Is it safer out there? Is it our policing methods got better? Is it that, people take, that crime, just officers? Is it just the fact that when we see things like in, like the number of, I understand the number of law, you know, mass shootings, and I think that's over, anything over four, mm-hmm. has remained stable throughout the years, even though it seems like you see more.
I think they are played up more because that fits the agenda. I would point out that if it were not for the current status of the average citizen being able to keep and bear arms, you would see things like home invasion with clubs and knives and strong arm tactics being much higher and people getting hurt. I think the deterrent factor of knowing that especially in a county like this one, if you go busting through somebody's front door, you're apt to fall back with a couple of holes in you is a bit of a deterring factor.
You know, when we talk political correctness, I think you're right. And I think that people that, you have to take a look at places where the gun laws are the most stringent. In Chicago, Illinois, and you know what, I hate to keep using Chicago, but I guess you could use Washington DC or others, where gun laws are the most stringent. They have, it's like a shooting gallery on the weekends with a number of people they have shot and murdered in these places. And yet they're, you know, that's why the judges ruled is that, hey, look, you've got as much right to have a weapon to protect yourself as a bad guy has to shoot you. Which, gee, imagine that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about political correctness. Is it wrong to, I'm going to talk about the Army War College for a second at the Carlisle Barracks. It's a, it trains thousands of officers from, different Army officers usually, but all different officers. And they've already started the discussions about something that has to do with political correctness. Removing photos. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, you're draining.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Dear Santa, all I wish for Christmas is food in my tummy, a pillow, and a blankie.
As we all look forward to family and friends this holiday season, it seems like a simple request. Food and a place to sleep, unless you're cold, hungry, with nowhere to go and feeling that no one cares. At the Good News Rescue Mission, all who come through our doors are welcome. And with your generous support, you can make these wishes come true. Donate online now at gnrm.org to make a difference in a child's life this holiday season.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Well, I won't... Back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Friday before Christmas. Gents, you just got a few days left. What can I recommend? How about Four Winds Jewelry? 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. It's a 15% off holiday sale going on through now through the end of the year, but it is a place to go to find whether, you know, if it's that bracelet, it's the watch. They've got the only true watch repair person in the whole city of Reading. And if you get your watch repaired someplace else, they usually bring it to Four Winds Jewelry. So the watch repairman there can fix it. But they have the jewelry, they have the earrings, they have the estate stuff, they've got, you know, loose gems. Leonard can do anything with gems. And he's got a huge selection right now that this could be a good way, you know, can never have, what'd we say? Too many guns or too many diamonds.
Sounds good.
Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, 2750. Open Monday through Friday. All right. Okay. We were talking about the Carlisle Barracks there at the Army War College. There's a discussion if they should pull down the photos of Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Because somebody on the faculty said, hey, what, these guys led an opposing army against the United States of America to try and bust the Union up. And even though that Lee and Jackson had served honorably and been for the United States, you know, when they were part of the cavalry and the army for the United States. In fact, Lee was offered the generalship of the armies
when the war. Tacticians.
Yeah. But he said that they have quite a few Confederate images there. And what they're doing, they're just looking at it and to see. I mean, they haven't been pulled off, but for this to come up is kind of interesting that after all these years, the pictures were taken down, but only as part of an inventory. Nothing's been decided. So they've got also at the U.S. Military Academy, and they have Lee there too, and a portrait of Lee in the full Confederate regalia hangs on the second floor of Jefferson Hall, the campus library. Anyway, I find that interesting that at this point that they're talking about maybe not having those photos there because they were leading the opponents against the United States.
I find it disturbing when people want to go back and because something was incorrect now or is incorrect now, they want to go back and erase all traces of it in earlier history. What was a fact? There are many documents, reading a series of books that were written around 1911. And there are phrases and terms in that book and attitudes which are incredibly incorrect. And to know that there are people who would really rather that all that just disappeared and all be glossed over, that's very Orwellian. That's very Ministry of Truth stuff. You know, go back and revise what was.
Well, you know, he used to be the superintendent of West Point. And in fact, in 1975, Congress, and this is Robert E. Lee, enacted a joint resolution reinstating Lee's U.S. citizenship. They praised Lee's character and his work to reunify the nation after the war. And that 6 months after surrendering to Grant, Lee swore allegiance to the Constitution and to the Union. Now, you know what? We're talking to Dr. Schaefer here is when you start writing things from a viewpoint of 1,000 years later or even 50 years later, when you start getting revisionist in this in the sense of, oh, we used a nuke on the Japanese and we dropped two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. If you look at it from right now, you could say, oh gosh, you know, that seemed like, you know, two of them. But back then at that time, the United States and the Allies were facing a million casualties on both sides of trying to invade the islands there.
It matters little to the person on the ground as to whether the bomb is a nuke or an incendiary or a high explosive. You are every bit as
there was more destruction done in Tokyo and Dresden when they were firebombing
Dresden,
and firebombing the places and more casualties and everything. But the point is that looking back in history, it's easy to go back and look. Okay. Final thing is, and you brought it up here, we've got a couple of minutes, is the general that was relief, that used to be in charge of all the nuclear codes and the nuclear operations, the ones that launches and everything, was relieved along with his deputy, and today the investigation came out and said it was done because he was in Russia as part of a delegation and he got drunk and cavorted with women of questionable purpose.
I want the guy who has control of the nuclear weapons to have a little more integrity than the average well, person that gets a free pass from the media.
And then his deputy was relieved because of he was using fake poker chips at a casino. He got caught doing that. I mean, what is this? I mean, these are the two top guys that have got their fingers on the triggers, and they did an investigation or a inspection of the nuclear, you know, forces there, the ones doing this, and they found that their morale was terribly low and that readiness wasn't there. And then now you get the two bosses get relieved for cause, not because they don't know what they're doing. It's because of their off duty.
Gosh. Not a device that can annihilate a city. You don't want corruption or anything, you know.
Well, you would like to, okay, but you know what? The other thing too is that, and this didn't come out from an investigation. This came out because somebody complained about something that they saw while they were in Russia. So, I know is that you can make an investigation say anything.
The game goes on.
The game goes on. Hey, want everybody, remember, shopping. Shopping, shopping. If a real man can go on Christmas Eve and shop for 24 people and get it done in 15 days or 15 minutes. Good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you? Go on out to the Servicemen's Feast tomorrow, December 21st at the Veterans Memorial Hall from 3 to 7. See you Monday.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Surprisingly strong third quarter economic growth, sending stocks higher at midday. The Commerce Department tells us the economy grew at a solid 4.1% annual rate July through September.
It shows the economy did a lot better than people feared in the second half of 2013, which is a good sign for what's coming next year.
PNC Financial Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman. Freezing rain and snow in the Midwest, thunderstorms, possible tornadoes in the South. The weather is acting up just in time for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. We'll hear from President Obama in a couple of hours when he holds his final White House news conference of the year. He'll most certainly face questions about the troubled debut of Obamacare and his lack of progress on immigration reform. After the news conference, the First Family heads to Hawaii for a Christmas break. The president's ordering a review of the military.